祝福你们平
好，
安。
谢谢。
Hello, everybody. Peace be with you. Merry Christmas. 圣诞快乐。好。I wish I could be seeing you in person very soon. We don't have to be meeting over the air, over the internet. 我希望很快的能够，面对面的能够看见大家，我们不需要在这个网络上面来聚会。圣诞快乐哈，Merry Christmas。Christmas has always been not my favorite holiday at all, especially because how it has been so commercialized nowadays. To a lot of people, Christmas is really mostly about, oh, doing that year-end shopping, putting up some decoration, eating some really fancy meals, and well, of course, you get to have the chance to go out on vacation and or even, hey, have a huge party. 对我来说，圣诞节并不是一个我特别喜欢的节日，主要就是因为今天的圣诞节已经是大家都知道了，非常的商业化。对很多人都来说呢，圣诞节大概就是代表什么呢？代表一个圣诞大餐，把房子弄得漂亮的装饰，还有那个年底的购物的机会，要不然就是有一个机会我们出外旅行度假。Well, the plain truth is that in modern day people, including the believers, people mostly do not really celebrate Christmas as really observing the birth of Jesus, not the focus. But I want you to go back to the original Christmas today. We want to go back to the very first Christmas. Well, if you go back to the first Christmas, hey, there was no fancy food, no Christmas trees, no Santa, no party. There was only one thing. One thing. They came to worship him. 对大部分的人来说，圣诞节的焦点基本上已经并不是放在耶稣的降生，我想大家今天我们真的要回去。回去我们最原本的第一个圣诞节，在第一个圣诞节的时候，并没有什么美食没有什么圣诞大餐，没有圣诞老人，没有圣诞树，更加没有圣诞派对没有 party。但在那个第一个的圣诞节，就只有一样，就只有敬拜耶稣。The angels came to worship him. The shepherd came. They put off their work and they went to worship him. The wise men came to worship him. And so I want you to remember, Christmas is really about worshiping Jesus. Well, of course, you can have your Christmas trees. You might as well take advantage of that year-end sales. Yes, you can set up your vacation plans. But hey, before you get lost in all those things, don't you ever forget you're supposed to be focusing on worshiping Him. 天使来敬拜他了，牧羊人也来敬拜他了，然后有博士、有智姐也来敬拜他。我希望我们大家能够回去看到。就是圣诞节的焦点就是敬拜耶稣。那当然，你可以有你的圣诞树，你可以有你的购物的计划，你甚至可以出外旅行度假。但我愿意你不要让自己把这些东西在当中你迷失了，不要忘记你真正的焦点是应该去敬拜他，在敬拜他的里面有祝福。Worship him because he came to the earth for you. He came down, well, we know he came down so he could die for our sins. Well, I want you to understand that the sacrifice of Jesus, first of all, you got to understand His sacrifice did not start out at the cross and certainly did not end at the cross. I'll say that again. His sacrifice did not begin at the cross and did not end at the cross. 那你要敬拜他，因为他是为你的缘故，他才降生到这个地上。你知道他降生在这个地上，他的目的是什么？他来的目的就是让他能够为你的罪来临死。啊，所以你必须要明白耶稣所做的牺牲，其实他不是在十字架开始的。 他的牺牲不绝对不是在十字架上面开始，也绝对不是在十字架上面终结。Did you know that just by him coming to earth, it already was a sacrifice? In fact, it was a tremendous sacrifice. If it was not for us, he never would have to put himself in a human body. He is, he was, and he is God Almighty, and yet he lowered himself to the form of a man. 你想过吗？因为他降生在这个地上，那本身就是一个牺牲，是一个极大的牺牲。如果不是为我们的缘故，他不需要让自己成为了一个人的样式，他是圣洁的神。 却硬生生地把自己贬低了，把自己贬为人，却困在了一个人的身体。He laid aside his power, he left behind his glory, and in the form of a human, he came to this land that was cursed, so that he could be among us. I invite you to imagine for a moment. Can you imagine yourself becoming a pig and you are trapped in the body form of a pig to live among the pigs? Take that and multiply that by 1,000 times. That is what Jesus did for us. By the way, because he commit himself to forever continue to be our high priest, he had to allow himself to be stuck in the form of that human body forever. What a sacrifice he made. 他放下了他的荣耀，他掉下了他的全能。 硬要把自己取了人的样式来到这个受诅咒的地下面，弟兄姐妹，我请你想象一下，如果假如说让你自己变成了一头猪，你要进入了猪的世界当中，每一天你要跟一群猪一起生活，那会是怎么样的滋味？ 你把它再扩大1000倍、10000倍，那就是耶稣他所做的牺牲，为我们的缘故。不仅如此啊，为着要永远做我们的大祭司，他更要让自己在永恒世的里面，永远要困在人的样式，永远要困在一个人的身体。 这个就是他为你，为我所做的牺牲。This Christmas for all and for all the Christmas that is to come, I want you to know and I want you to remember why you worship him and who it is that you are really worshiping. You're worshiping the King of the universe. Christmas is about worshiping the King of all kings. Hey, when you go up to worship the King of all kings, you do not go empty hands. 圣诞节是关于敬拜一个王，一个万王之王。而在圣诞节以及以后，你每一个圣诞节，我希望你都记得，你的焦点是敬拜他。而且你要知道，你为什么敬拜他？你需要怎么样去敬拜他？所以，当你去朝拜一个王的时候，一个万王之王的时候，你总不能两手空空的就去哈。I know we have all heard about that saying, "Come just as you are." Well, that is true. God would always accept you just as who you are, where you are, and what you are. But let me tell you something. There is for those, that is for those who didn't know how or didn't know any better or simply lacking the capacity. But if all you do always is just convenient yourself with the idea of, oh, I'll just go just as I am, I'm telling you, you are missing out a lot on what God has reserved for those who are mature, mature enough to honor Him with their best. 好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天活在一个方便面的文化的里面，很多人他喜欢的跟着这个世界去讲究什么呢？随意、随便、方便、轻松。那不错啊，神在耶稣里面是永远的都会对你无条件的包容、好接纳。但如果你来到神的面前，那这个姿态永远总是漫不经心的、随意、随便、方便。哦，我告诉你啊，你错过了很多太多，神保留了给那些只会用他最好的来尊崇他的人。So let us take a look. What are the best that the wise offered to Jesus when they came to him? 让我们看一看那些志杰他们来拜耶稣的时候，他们都准备好了一些什么来送给他呢？我在这里哈读。我们把圣经翻到马太福音第二章哈，马太福音第二章第十到十一节，马太福音第二章第十到十一节。Turn your Bible to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. We're just going to read two verses here, and this is what the word says. When they saw the stars, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented to him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 经文是这样的告诉我们，他们看见那心就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见了小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿那个黄金、乳香、没药为礼物，献给他。When the wise men came to worship Jesus, they did not come with empty hands. They brought gifts with them. Now, all those gifts have significant meanings. And listen, the Bible lists them out specifically so to teach us, hey, this is how you honor and worship Jesus the King. 你愿意做一个智慧的人吗？当那些智者去敬拜耶稣的时候，他们并不是随随便便的空着手的去，他们是带着礼物的。 并且那些礼物它是有重大的意义的。啊，当圣经把这些礼物很明确的列出来的时候，是教导我们要怎么样去遵从耶稣，去敬拜耶稣。So, but before we get into the meanings of those gifts, let me first tell you, those are not just gifts. When the wise men came to Jesus, what they brought with them was not some birthday gifts for a newborn baby. As far as they are concerned, they were visiting a king, and they were bringing tributes. Those are offerings of tributes. They're bringing tributes as an offering to the king. 那我们讨论三份礼物分别有不同的意义啊，但在这个之前呢，我愿意大家明白哈。啊，认真来说呢，那些其实并不是礼物，更准确的来说，那些是一些供物。那些知己来到耶稣跟前的时候，他们并不是带着一些生日礼物来送给一个婴孩，他们是带着一些供物来朝拜一个王。And we know, now of course, these wise men themselves, they were not kings, but they most definitely were being sent by the kings of their origin to be the king's representative to go worship Jesus, the king. So they were representing the kings of other countries to bring tribute to Jesus. And that means, I mean, if you look at those offerings, that means those kings from the other countries were actually submitting themselves to Jesus, the king. Now, that is the custom, that is the culture. 所以他们那些知己，他们是代表着他们自己的国家的国王哈，来朝拜耶稣这个万王之王。他们所带给耶稣这个王者哈，这个君王，不是普通的礼物，是带给他一些供物。这些供物的，你看这些供物它的珍贵的程度哈，它是意味着什么呢？它意味着这些差遣这些知己的那些国王哈，他们是把自己就是屈服在耶稣底下。And this is what you need to first understand about worship. Worship starts with perfect submission in humility. The scripture says they bow down and worship him. Now, there needs to be a bowing down when you worship God. But we are seriously missing that in our modern day Christianity. Seriously missing that.所以弟兄姐妹，你就是要首先要明白的一个真理，就是敬拜永远敬拜的开始就是 在把自己谦卑下来，臣服在全能神的面前，在他的面前屈服于他。圣经的经文说他们是俯伏拜那个孩子，俯伏是什么意思啊？俯伏就是趴了在地上面的意思，趴在了地上面，就是说你跪在地上面的。弟兄姐妹，这个是我们今天教会世界里面的敬拜最缺乏的一个元素。To a lot of people, worship today has been reduced to just a matter of self-entertaining, feel-good, stress-relieving activity. That's why we actually would have worship songs That would be inviting God to come down and dance with us. In the American culture today, so filled with casualness, filled with looseness, filled with self-absorbedness, people have long lost the understanding of what it really means to bow down before God out of fear, out of reverence. 在二十一世界今天我们的敬拜，很多人对很多人来说，敬拜已经变成了只不过是一个自我的娱乐，一个寻找美好的感觉，寻找一种体会，寻找一种感觉，一种减压的一种活动。所以你可以看见，在网络下面最多人点赞的，点赞最多的。 最多人喜欢的那些诗歌都是些什么诗歌呢？我们今天的诗歌可以坠落到唱着唱着邀请神来跟我共舞，跟我跳舞吧。24 million count on YouTube， 2400万的次数在那个 YouTube 频道那个诗歌哈，特别在今天北美文化充满着漫不经心的随便、自我中心的自乱，太多太多的人根本没有那个概念，敬拜是来到神的面前，俯伏跪下来，带着敬畏、带着崇敬、尊崇去朝拜他。 If you understand what it means to bow down, you don't worship God by telling him to romance you. You do not worship him by telling him to dance with you. You would not be saying, to me you will come. No, it is not to me you will come. It is supposed to be, to you I run, to you I come, to you I get down on my knees and worship you and reverend you. 我告诉你，要是真正懂得敬拜是什么，你不会敬拜神的时候，邀请他来浪漫你一番，邀请他来与你共舞，邀请神的说：“神啊，你来，你来救我，你奔向我。” 那不是敬拜，那是自我陶醉，并不是神要奔向你，是你要来到他的面前，你要来到他的面前来俯伏在地，那个是敬拜。When the Bible says the wise men bowed to Jesus, they did not just bow their heads. They did not just bend their body a little bit. They actually fell on their knees before him, reverend him. And that is what we need to put back in our worship today. I'm not talking about physically on your knees, no. I'm talking about in your spirit, in your very core being. You, the spirit you, are on your knees exalting him. 当圣经说那是自己来俯伏拜耶稣，他们并不只是弯弯身低低头，他们是两个膝盖跪了在地上面。弟兄姐妹，从今往后，在你的敬拜里面，你要有这个元素，在你的灵里面，在你的灵里面，是跪在了他的面前。 降服于他。 So we know worship is not just about singing a song casually so you can feel good or entertain yourself or release some stress. Worship is about you falling down before the Almighty and render to him all your absolute submission. 所以你的敬拜不再能够只是随随便便的、轻轻松松的唱一首歌 自己娱乐自己，而是你拿着珍贵的东西，拿着宝贝，拿着你的宝贝，俯伏在他的面前献给他。Now, first of all, I want you to know that those three gifts, they all point to the threefold ministry office which Jesus has come to perform. And at the same time, they represent three different acts of the submission of those who worship him. And that's what we want to understand today. 三个礼物分别代表着耶稣三个不同的身份，也同时候代表着我们需要有三方面不同的顺服。The gold points to Jesus being the king. That is his office, his ministry. As the king. Gold, being most precious of all, is a standard offering to give to the king. And Jesus is your king. He is our king. And I'm going to tell you how to worship Jesus as your king. 那个黄金哈，第一个礼物，黄金它是指着耶稣是君王的身份。黄金在地上面它是最贵重的东西，它象征着贵族皇族的那个尊贵，那所以呢，黄金普遍都是送给君皇的一些贡物。而弟兄姐妹，我愿意你明白你是需要如何的用你的黄金去敬拜耶稣你的王。As for the frankincense, it was the main ingredient God prescribed for the making of the special incense that can be used in the temple. Yeah, if you look it up, you'll find it. Incense is a symbol to prayer. So frankincense refers, listen, the high priest needs to pray and they need to light the, they need to burn the incense as they pray. The frankincense referred to Jesus being your high priest who pray for you and intercede for you. And I want you to learn what you must do to exalt your high priest.就那个乳香而言哈，在圣殿里面所烧的香是需要特别的配置的。然后我们在圣经的经文里面，我们看到神所吩咐的特别的那个配置的方法里面，乳香是其中最重要的成分。好，乳香是直接的指向圣殿里面所烧的香。然后我们知道圣殿里面所烧的香它是代表祷告。好，大祭司在圣殿里面做的祷告，他是需要烧着那个香来祷告的。所以弟兄姐妹，那个乳香它直接的指向耶稣作为大祭司为你代求的那个身份。你要明白，你要是需要怎么样的高举你的大祭司去荣耀他。As for the myrrh, the third gift, you can go back also again to the book of Exodus and you will see the prescription that God gave for the making of the anointing oil.Myrrh is the major ingredient for anointing oil. And so what does that mean? Now, if you understand that, just like the high priest needs to be burning the incense as they pray. The prophet relies on the anointing to operate, whether they might be prophesying or whether they might be performing a sign, a wonder, a miracle. All the prophets rely on the anointing. The anointing is the characteristic instrumental to the prophet. So the myrrh refers to the anointing oil, and it points to Jesus being the prophet. 至于那个没有你在出埃及记的记载里面，你可以发现在神所吩咐的配置那个膏油的方法，那个恩膏，那个膏油，没有是其中一个最主要的成分。 当那是直接送那个末药给耶稣的时候，那个末药它是象征着恩膏，这个恩膏就是直接的指着耶稣他作为大先知的身份。我们知道大祭司是需要怎么样烧着香来祷告，同样的先知。 他是需要依靠恩膏来操作他的恩赐，末药就是指着耶稣，他是我们的先知，我们伟大的先知。Oh, there is one other thing about myrrh I want you to understand. Myrrh was typically used as to make embalming oil. And that as a way to prepare the dead body. 另外一个关于没药的那个重点就是它通常是惯用于制造防腐油的，就是用来准备死去的人的尸体的。And also myrrh smell, even though it smells good, oh yeah, it smells good, it's a classic ancient fragrance, but it actually is bitter. In fact, if you remember at the cross when Jesus was offered wine mixed with myrrh, well, the idea was to numb him so he could feel less pain. But we know Jesus refused. He refused that because he fully intended to bear all your pain for you. So myrrh symbolized what? It symbolized suffering. It symbolized affliction and suffering and persecution. 没药它是最古典的香料之一，非常的香的，但它却是苦的。 这个没药它是苦的，如果你记得的话，在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们拿给他一些酒，那些酒是调和了没药在里面的，那个用意是给耶稣一点麻醉，让他有一点麻醉，让他不要受太大的痛苦。但耶稣他拒绝了。 因为他选择了为我们担当所有我们的病痛，他拒绝了。所以弟兄姐妹，末药它也象征着苦难、受苦、受逼迫。I want you to understand when the wise men brought the gifts of myrrh to Jesus, it was pointing to Jesus being the great prophet who would suffer persecution. Wait, one thing you also need to remember. Jesus suffered persecution because he just would not compromise on the truth. And Christians today must come back to learn what it really means to honor and to submit to that great prophet who would not compromise on the truth, but rather suffer persecution. 当那些智者把末药呈现给耶稣的时候, 那是指向耶稣作为受恩膏的先知, 他也同时候也受着逼迫, 受着苦难。 所以我们要谨记这一点, 弟兄姐妹, 耶稣作为受恩膏的先知, 他多受苦难, 多受逼迫, 为的是什么? 完全就是因为他在真理下面绝对不妥协。那如果你明白这一点的时候，你就更开始理解你需要怎么样去遵从这个信服这个大先知。 With Christmas, what, maybe 10 days ago? I mean, 10 days away, or 11 days away? If you are planning on worshiping Jesus, really worshiping him, I want you to get your gifts ready. Prepare your offerings to him. World people may take this as a time of eating, partying, vacationing, but hey, you are faith people. If you would be the godly people, take this Christmas season as a time of rededicating yourself to honor him, and worship your king, worship your high priest, worship your great prophet with gifts. 圣诞节临近了，快到了，十天，十一天，邀请大家准备好去敬拜耶稣。 真的去敬拜他，而且你要准备好你的那个礼物，准备好你的供物，用你宝贝的真实的生命，在你的生活里面，你活出了实际的敬拜内容。 So how do you worship your king? Well, give him your gold. Give him what is precious to you. I said, give him what is precious to you and stop giving God what is your leftovers. 你怎么去敬拜你的王呢？把你的黄金给他，先给他，给他你最，对你来说是最宝贝的东西，而不是 把你剩余的才给神，不要再把你剩余的才给神。 On a day-to-day basis, what is precious to most people? Well, what is most precious to people on a day-to-day basis? Let me tell you something. That is what? Time and money. Yeah, that's most precious to most people. Time and money. Well, people are giving God some time. People are giving God some money. Maybe that is true. But all too often, people are giving God just the leftovers of their time, the leftovers of their money. 在每日的生活里面，大部分的人来说，最宝贵的就是他们的钱，他们金钱。 他们的时间，那是的，很多的信徒，他会给神一些时间，他会给神一些金钱的奉献，但他们所给神的，往往只不过是他们所剩余的时间，有剩余的金钱。 This is the common pattern in the minds of today's believer. Oh, I'm too busy. Yeah, too busy this week. But if I have some spare time, yeah, I will give God. well, I need money for this and that, but when I get some extra money, oh yeah, I will give some to God. 在现实生活当中，太多太多的信徒，我们都在给借口。我实在太忙了，太忙了，这个礼拜，等我再有一些空余的时间，我就能够多看圣经了。啊，过一阵子吧，我没有那么忙啊，我就试试给神一些多一点的啊静心的默想的时间。That's why people would have time to watch TV, time to play games, time to get on their social media, oh, but not enough time to give God. Not much in that leftover.所以人就是这样欺骗自己。但他永远没有足够的时间来献给神。我剩余的时间已经不多了，哦，没有太多的那个时间。Let me tell you something. That's why people would have money to buy all kinds of stuff. Browse on Amazon, on their favorite shops, looking for serious shopping, but they do not have concern about missionaries out there. No concern about what are the needs of the missionaries out there who are doing God's work.Because your eyes is not even looking at the field, your eyes is just looking in your own world. And yeah, people don't seem to ever have enough money to give to support missionaries anyway. Not much in my leftovers. 同样的，你发现很多的信徒写的花很多的钱，买很多自己喜欢的东西。但是在奉献上面，他总是等待着，哦，我等待着我有剩余的，我再给神多一点吧。更不用说要长期去支持一个宣教士。A lot of us, we lie to ourselves when we say we put God first, but in reality, we don't.I tell you something, much of our church world today needs to repent to learn what it means to worship God and not worship God with your convenience, not worship God with your feelings, not worship God with your self-indulgence, but worship God with the best of your time, with the best of your money, not the leftovers.所以很多的信徒口里面能够说他尊神为大，以神为最重要。其实在现实生活当中，他却把自己尊为最大，以自己为最重要。这是一个风气啊。我告诉你们，弟兄姐妹，大部分的在教会里面，我们真的需要悔改。认真的用你最宝贵的时间，用你最宝贵的金钱去敬拜神，而不是用你剩余的去敷衍他。 Now there's another way you must worship your king with your gold. Yes. I'm just going to read to you Matthew chapter 25. Or you can turn there, Matthew 25, 37 to 40. 另外有一个方法哈，我们用黄金去敬拜耶稣，一个实际的方法。马太福音25章34到40节是这样的记载。Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? Listen, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. 好，神的话语是这样的告诉我们，哈，耶稣说的。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了，又或者是在监里来看你啊？王耀回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你既然坐在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是坐在我身上了。Look at what Jesus said. The king will answer them. I tell you with certainty, you did it for one of the least important of these. You did it for me. 啊，耶稣，你注意，你留意耶稣说什么？你坐在我弟兄中最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。In your life, you would pay if you would pay attention, you can see there are people who fit the description that Jesus presented here. The hungry, the thirsty, the naked. What does that mean? That means, hey, that simply means that they are desperate. They're desperate for help. And Jesus said, when you help these desperate people, you are helping me. 在你的生活里面，只要你用心的去留意，你会发现有很多的人，他符合耶稣这里所说的饿了、渴了、赤身露体的啊那个啊情况。什么情况啊？就是说他们面对着迫切的需要，面对着迫切的需要，就是那个情况。然后耶稣说什么？如果你帮助他们，你就是在帮助我了。Well, are you going to submit yourself with your gold to Jesus the King? Submit yourself with your gold to the people who have a desperate need. If you want to follow Jesus as the King,Follow the king to bless people, live a life of blessing people. But hey, you know what? That means quite a bit of stop being self-centered, stop being self-absorbed, and start looking out to think of people.If you would learn to step out of your own little island, a lot of people are just living on their own island these days. If you would learn to step out of your own little island and you can enter into other people's world, much like he did, he entered into our world, and then you will see their needs, and then you can help them. 那问题来了，你愿意崇拜你的时间和你的钱，还是你用你的时间你的钱去拜你的王你的主？跟随耶稣就是跟随这个王，顺服于他，跟着他去祝福人，去帮助有需要的人。我们要活出这样一个荣耀的生命，就是要离开你的自我中心。我说离开你的自我中心，离开你的眷顾自己，多走出去，走出你自己的世界，进入别人的世界。你走进了别人的世界，你就能够开始真的去关心他，帮助他。 Now, how do we worship the high priest? in any kind of a workplace there is in this world, there is one common principle. The boss would always look good when those who are under him can perform, or under him or her can perform or produce. When you produce and perform, you make your boss look good. It's the same principle. I don't care what company it is. In my hospice company, whenever the high executive praise our patient's care director, my boss, our patient's care director, whenever the executive, high executive praise her, she would always say this. This is what she would say. Well, that is because I have a good team. 弟兄姐妹，我们该怎么去荣耀我们的大祭司呢？我告诉你哈，首先你要明白，在这个地上面，任何一家公司哈，它运行着有一个不变的定律哈，一个道理，同样的一个道理就是什么呢？下面的员工，只要下面的员工能够有更好的生产能力，更有效率的工作表现。上面的老板就能够更加的有体面，是吧？在我所熟的那个医疗机构里面我是一个院务每逢公司上面的高层那个领导称赞我的上司的时候我的主管我的上司，他的回应往往就是什么呢？那是因为我们有一个很好的团队。Do you know how you can give greater glory and honor to your high priest? You know you want to perform and produce. You know that. But the truth is, listen, the truth is you can perform and you can produce more only if you are able to receive more from God. That's the truth. So do not just work on producing, work on receiving as well. You can give only what you have. You cannot give what you don't have. Get on the pursuit of obtaining more from God, more blessing, more favor, more promises. Because the more you receive through the high priest, the more glory and honor he gets. 你知道你需要投入工作，你需要生产，你需要去结果子。但事实上，如果你能够结更多的果子，能够更加的有生产的能力，你就必须要从神那里得到的更多。我们是靠神的，唯有是你执着大祭司，领取更多的祝福、更多的应许、更多的恩典、更多的恩惠，你才能够有更大的生产能力，你才能够给更大的荣耀给那个大祭司。In Hebrews chapter 6, now we know that it's the context about talking about Jesus being the high priest. And the command was for you to show some diligence. In fact, let's turn to that. 在这个希伯来书第六章如果你把你的圣经翻到第6章10到12节if you turn your Bible to Book of Hebrews chapter 6, 10 to 12, and this is the command, this is what it says here. We want each of you to continue to be diligent to the very end in order to give full assurance of your hope. Then instead of being lazy, you will imitate those who are inheriting the promises through faith and patience. 那经文是这样的说的，我们愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且 不屑的，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。So what does it mean, the same diligence? Read carefully. It means as much as you would be diligent to do the work and the labor of love, ministering to people, have the same diligence to pursue obtaining promises. 这样的殷勤在原文它是同样的殷勤。啊，为什么说同样的殷勤呢？就是说，你留意他上文下面说的是什么？他们是很殷勤的为主的名做工，很殷勤的为主的名献出爱心哈，来侍候，来服侍。你怎么样需要很殷勤的为主的名做工？同样的，很殷勤的。怀抱着指望，很殷勤的指望着你的大祭司耶稣，很殷勤的献上你的祷告，好让你能够领取更多的应许，更多的祝福。 Now notice the word says promises. Plural form. It's not singular. There are all kinds of promises waiting for you to obtain through the high priest, through your frankincense, through your burning of your prayers. All kinds of promises, promises of protection, promises of provision, promises of wisdom, revelation, deliverance, healing, strength. And all you do is to work on, yeah, pursue after obtaining more. So you would have a greater ability to make a greater impact and produce more fruits, because only then you can give greater glory to the high priest who make all this happen. 应许它在原文里面它是复数，不是单数，就是说有很多的应许，很多的应许等着你用你的殷勤哈来承受，来领受，医治的应许，供应的应许，保护的应许，各方面的应许，你都一的去把它来承受、领受，然后你就能够有更大的能力去祝福、关顾有需要的人。最终那个大祭司能够得到更大的荣耀。 And that is how we exhort our high priest. Keep on offering your prayer so you can obtain more, so you can produce. And the more glory you'll be given to your high priest. 你越有生产能力和成果，你就能够给你的大祭司更大的荣耀。所以你需要继续的献上你的乳香啊，殷勤的承受每一个应许，用你的祷告，啊，来扩大你的生产的能力。Now, not only are we worshiping Jesus as our King, as our High Priest, but we must learn to worship Him as the Great Prophet. Now, remember, Jesus, as a prophet, indeed suffered persecution, and that is because why? He would not compromise on the truth. And keep that in mind when you really ponder over what it means to follow him. 我们不单只要敬拜耶稣为王，要荣耀他为大祭司，我们也要尊崇他为伟大的先知。那我告诉你，耶稣作为受膏的先知，他之所以饱受逼迫、饱受苦难，是因为什么？是因为他拒绝在真理下面妥协。弟兄姐妹，你若明白这一点，你就能够体会什么意思。他说你要跟从他，就要舍己，背负十字架去跟随他。 In 2 Timothy, God says this: everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And that is the truth. Anyone and everyone who would live a godly life will be persecuted. We're still talking about Jesus as the great prophet who suffered persecution. So, including you, anyone, either you might be persecuted by the government or by your family, your relatives, your cousins, your friends, your co-workers. I mean, if you truly live a godly life, you will be inviting and you will be receiving persecution of some kind to a certain degree. It could be strong persecution, it could be mild persecution. Oh, but you get it. 提摩太后书3章12节那边告诉我们一个真理。 凡立志进前度日的，他都要受逼迫。弟兄姐妹，这是一个真理。只要你真心的过敬虔的生活，你必定会遭遇某一些的逼迫，可能是从政府而来的逼迫，可能是从家里的人来的，好，一些亲戚朋友来的。 也有从你的工作的单位里面，工作单位里面其他的人的逼迫，不论是轻微的好，严重的也好，在某一种的程度下面，真正敬虔的人一定会受到逼迫。But the reality is, too many Christians today does not taste persecution. No, you don't have to taste it because you have been carefully blending in with the world. Instead of godliness, you opt for worldliness. Oh yeah, you're missing so much in the blessing of God, in His calling, in His kingdom plan. 可悲可叹可惜的就是今天太多的基督徒从来没有尝过受逼迫的滋味。为什么他们一直以来很努力的混合跟这个世界混合，模仿这个世界，所以没有穿上敬虔，只有穿上这个世俗。To a lot of Christians out there, I tell you this, the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you, but you chose not to listen. He has been telling you. Why you stop praying in public? Well, because you don't want your friends to be laughing at you. Why you choose to avoid godliness in your talking? Oh, because it would sound weird, and then you would be inviting people's mocking at you. Oh, no, I don't want that. Why you avoid mentioning the name of Jesus in your conversation? Because you have been told, right? It is not appropriate. Oh yeah, I don't want to be persecuted. So, 对今天很多的基督徒来说，我告诉你，圣灵一直在你心里面有工作，但是你没有听见，他也选择了不去听。他已经告诉你， 为什么你在人的面前没有祷告，不会祷告，因为你害怕你的朋友会嘲笑你。为什么你的言语里面你总是充满着世俗，永远避开敬虔的言辞，那是因为你不想让人讥讽你。为什么你的交谈里面耶稣这个名字从来不会出现？因为这个世界在告诉你，那是不合宜的，不适当的。哦，你不要， 我不要受逼迫。一直以来，你没有顺服耶稣，你只是顺服这个环境，环绕着你的身边的朋友，环绕着你的这个世界。 listen, if you want to seek, if you want the kingdom of God, don't seek for man's approval. It's not worth it. Man's approval is not what you need. Seek after God's praise. Seek after the praise that will be written on the book of life forever. 如果你是一个自己，你要专心的求神的国，你要寻求的不是别人对你的认同啊，你要求的是神对你的称赞、称颂。 Are you really going to worship him? Where is your myrrh? Are you on your knees with your myrrh? Then honor him, the one who suffered persecution because he would not compromise the truth. And he did not suffer so you would become a spineless coward. He suffered so you can be strong and you can be courageous just like him. 你要选择这样的敬拜耶稣，敬拜耶稣这个伟大的先知。你要敬拜他，你要拿出你的末药，你要跪在地上面，把你的末药呈现给他，然后你就知道他是受苦的，你也跟着他。你知道他的受苦不是让你成为一个没有骨气的懦夫，他的受苦是让你能够有勇气、有能力、有恩高，拿着你的真理，靠着真理勇往直前。 Be courageous to live the truth, to talk the Bible. Be courageous to open your mouth and teach people what they need to hear. Be courageous to tell people about Jesus and not be ashamed. Oh yeah, I love persecution. Bring it on. Because that's how my great prophet taught me. 当你把你的末药呈上的时候，你要顺服的这个大先知，忠心的与他一起受苦，勇敢的靠着他把真理活出来，勇敢的靠着他张开你的口去教导人所有关于耶稣的一切。耶稣这个名字放在你的口中，用你的生命去敬拜这个伟大的先知。 弟兄姐妹，哦，过超时了哈。We have heard a lot about that popular phrase, "The wise still seek him." I know a lot of you heard of that. The wise still seek him. You even see that on some of the Christmas cards today. Well, you know what? That is only half the truth. Only half the truth. The wise men did not just seek Jesus, no. They sought to worship him. They pursued to worship him with gifts, with their gold, with their frankincense, and their myrrh. I invite you to do the same. 英语当中有一句话，就是智慧的人今天还在寻找他。其实他那只是对了一半哈。 真相就是，那是智者呢，那是博士呢，他并不是单单的寻找耶稣，他们真正的寻求是寻求着要敬拜他，用他们的黄金，用他们的乳香，他们的末药去拜他，因为神会大大的祝福你。今天鼓励大家准备好你的黄金、你的乳香、你的末药，就祝福你。